The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
In case you didn't notice, we've been moving for the past 2 years.
No, not
we're
2 years.
Finally in our house, and the question now is to have a housewarming party or not to have a housewarming party. Let's discuss on Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And in case you missed it also, I'm married to DJ Automatic, and he is not a very friendly person.
I'm super friendly. What are you talking about?
Automatic is a chatty patty.
Yeah.
Being chatty and chismoso and a gossiper has nothing to do with inviting people to the house.
Come approach me in public and say you listen to the show, you're going to get a hug from me.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, then why can't we have a housewarming party?
Because of the politics.
Wait, yeah, office politics. But Dana, you just got done saying you don't like having people randomly at your house.
Randomly.
She tries to play off.
Yeah.
She tries to put it on me.
This is like a Scarface situation again. Where she
played the wrong song. Anyway, no, off the air I said, do not show up to my casa house unannounced or uninvited. There are people who will knock on the door. Hey, what are you doing? I'm chilling in my house alone. Nobody asked you to come over. That is just adult etiquette. Children is another thing. You ride up on a bike and you knock on the door. It's different. Once you pass the age of 18, I am alone enjoying the house that I pay for.
What if somebody has some fun party favors? I'm like, hey, that's what's up.
Not to my house. You better call Automatic with that. And he gonna open a garage because it's not allowed in the casa house. And why not have a housewarming party? Well, invite people over. They can bring us
just,
things.
No, I was just saying this. The politics of it. Because whenever you have a party, somebody doesn't get invited.
Thanks.
And then when you don't invite that person, then they get their feelings hurt. And then all of a sudden, you're the enemy. And yeah. I'd rather just be a grump and not have a party.
No, because I don't know everybody that well.
Nobody likes your housewarming party.
No.
Nobody wants
it. Nobody wants
it. It's an excuse for me to buy you a gift?
Yeah.
And what?
And the other thing is, it's like you're setting yourself up to be judged because they're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And then they leave. They're going to be like, I can't believe they painted the doors that way. I can't believe this and that. It's not a good thing, David.
Yeah, housewarming parties, overrated. Overrated.
It is not. What if we had a housewarming party, no gifts, just people, just friends coming together, having a good time? We never have anybody over, Otto. And when you don't get invited to parties.
I always get hurt. And then I think about it. I'm like, I wouldn't have gone anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway. What you guys should do is invite a bunch of people and then 2 days before, cancel it. So everyone gets that, I don't want to go to this thing. But then when the event's canceled, you don't have to go anyway. It's beautiful.
Anthony, you're talking to the 30-plus crowd right now for sure. How do you feel about inviting people over to your house and entering into your personal space? 877-730-DCS1. And by the way, I'm so happy to be in the house.
We'll put it on the internet.
All right.
That'll be our housewarming party.
Anthony A., National Day.
All right, we have National Zoo Lovers Day, so get out there and visit a zoo.
Let's go.
And we also have National Empanada Day.
Ooh. Ooh. Love
Mexican
me an empanada.
Bread. Empanadas are good. I like pumpkin in them and strawberry.
I like the pineapple ones. I like the cherry ones. I just like empanadas, period.
Yeah. I'm also a fan of the savory ones as well, too.
Like the meats in it?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to one of the best bakeries in the world, La Purisima. Let's go!
Shout out to my ex's mom. Oh, Mel, she makes them, dude. Still this day. It's been like 10 years. I still think about those. Not her, the empanadas.
Oh,
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Stress eating is a big thing, but you can really retrain your brain to not do it. And I found a real medical peer-reviewed study to share with you because I'm a stress eater. I'm an always eater. Sad, happy, what I want to eat.
I'm an emotional eater.
I wouldn't
say stress eater.
But that's still, wouldn't it be considered stress? Don't you think like different things happen in your life?
I get what you're saying though, because you eat, like if you're an emotional eater, you eat sometimes even when you're happy.
Yeah, right? It's comforting.
I'll definitely, because like I love, like if I'm stressed, I love to nap. And if I'm really stressed, I love to eat and then nap.
That's even
worse. I'm a stress eater and a stress napper, dude.
The Fat Club, I think a lot of people will be able to relate today because my nana grew up really poor and she didn't have food when she was little. They would go days without eating. They would eat candy or anything they could get their hands on because they were literally starving. And so when it came to food, for her, that was something she would make sure that everyone had in her neighborhood, in the little barrio that she grew up in. And then as she got older, she would feed the neighborhood. And so if I was sad, she would feed me. If I was happy, she would feed me. If I had a headache, she would feed me. And that became something that I internalized.
I think that's what every Mexican grandma does, though.
For real? Because they were hungry and there like, nobody should be hungry. Yo, that was her philosophy. Mm. Nobody should be hungry. She would wait until we all ate, and then she would eat our leftovers.
That's deep, bro.
Like, for it us, is. There's so much psychological, like, just nuance to this.
Well, my grandma, like, it would depend on, for us, it'd be like, if my grandma hit big at the casino, then boom, we got, like, good.
Happy meal, baby. Yeah, here we come.
It was a celebration.
Yeah. Yes. So here's how you retrain your brain. Or actually, should we take a call first?
Yeah.
Okay, so Gina's been on hold for a minute. Gina, do you eat a lot when you're stressed?
No, quite the opposite.
What happens when you're stressed? What do you do?
You know, I just kind of internalize, but when I'm really stressed out, I can't eat.
That's a great problem to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I'm stressed, I don't eat either. But if I'm sad or like emotional about something, I just go all the way in. Just like joy and the comfort that the sugar brings me.
Yeah.
It replaces the sadness.
You know what? I'm like a happy eater. If I feel celebratory or there is like all this great stuff going on, for some reason, then my body, I don't know what it does, but I want to eat.
I wish I had the stress problem you did. I'd be so skinny naturally.
Dana, you have an amazing figure. I aspire to look like you.
I work out, but naturally I'm not thin. I'm a naturally chubby person. I just am. My body's not. I have to fight it every day, you know? And I work hard.
Let me tell you something. When I was a little girl, doctors would put me on diet. Yeah, because I was a little gordita. I mean, there's a picture of me in my Girl Scout outfit on a tree. I was like a tomboy, and I was like sitting in a tree. I looked like a little bear. I was just like fat, and it was before I had my nose done, so I was this little fat girl with a big nose. Oh my, and my mother had it hanging up in her house, and I'm like, please take this down.
Your little uniform buttons were barely hanging on.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
That's like a whole different topic there. That psychological on a little girl, what that means. People used to tell me I was fat too, and that messes with your mind too. We could talk about that another day. What I want to do now is I want to share this study with you that was published in NIH.gov, peer-reviewed study, how to retrain your brain to combat stress and emotional eating.
I need to hear it.
So the first thing you have to do is stop grabbing ice cream, cake, sugary foods, anything processed. You have to stop because your brain naturally goes to those foods because
it makes you feel good.
Don't lie to me.
It's only temporary.
When
but
you're
it makes
done
you,
eating
yeah.
it, don't you feel like...
I feel awful. Yeah. I feel like I can't believe I just did that.
Awful.
Yeah.
What you should do is stop and grab some nuts.
Yes, nuts are good.
Nuts are always good. Reach and grab
you know
your nuts.
I love nuts. I love nuts.
Anyway, cut up fruit and you put it in your refrigerator or on the counter, somewhere where everybody can grab it when they're craving something sweet. And when you feel emotional, you feel the need for that, what you thought was comfort food that makes you feel guilty after, you grab that pineapple, you grab the watermelon, you grab the slices of apples.
So you kind of already do this.
Because
Dana will like lay out like a whole bunch of fruit and it keeps me from going for the chips or for whatever kind of sweet.
We have to do that or not, I would be big Dana again.
You know what helps me too is if like I'll have something to like kind of like relieve my stress, like a stress, like a something like
working out, helps
yeah, me. Something like that. Like
a stress ball,
Yeah,
so stress nuts.
If there's one thing I do, I love to
sit
reach
there and squeeze them.
Yeah, I'd love to reach for stress balls. Grab your stress balls.
But, hold on, because I'm gonna wrap this up with something that is inside this study. It's very hard to retrain your body. It takes 45 days minimum.
Yeah.
To take that out of what's been embedded in your mental, that only ice cream can comfort
you. I mean, it's quitting an addiction.
It's an addiction.
It's just like quitting cigarettes
really
or quitting alcohol or something.
Yeah, but your body's going to have like a little bit of a withdrawal too if you're loading it up with all that processed food.
You're going to get headaches. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel bad. You're going to feel sad. You're going to feel more emotional because you want what you've taken away from your body. If it makes you feel bad after you eat it, stop eating it. I promise you, this is the way to go. If you want me to share the study with you, hit me up and shoot me that DM and I will send it to you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I had no idea that it's Free Sandwich Month. So inside Food News, DJ Automatic is going to tell us where we can get some free sammies. Turn the radio up. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Monday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Okay, so last week, there was a rescue on the side of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area in San Francisco. This is a cliff. Man was on a trail 60 feet above. He fell. And video captured the moment he was rescued. But what I didn't understand is he had been hanging there for hours before the helicopter showed up. You have to understand, he's almost in a vertical position, hanging on with no shoes on.
Literally hanging on for his life.
Just for like, his life.
By his forearms, kind of just
forearms and his feet. Whoa. He's just like locked in. This is the moment the helicopter county sheriff's department arrived.
Okay, don't let go, man. Don't let go, okay? Line your left hand in here, brother. There you go.
I'm so scared listening and watching Go to At Dana Cortez show to watch this video. I'm afraid of heights. I don't know why I like tall buildings. I love to live in tall buildings, but I am. And the entire time I'm watching this, I feel scared for him.
Well,
listening
course.
To that, I feel so afraid because he survived. That's his best friend now. The
other guy who saved him?
Oh my gosh,
I was just thinking about how like strong his forearms have to be in order to hold himself up.
I mean, when you're in a life or death situation, you will find out that you are a lot stronger than you think.
Think about that, ladies. So what he could do in the bedroom with those hands and that strength. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think he's married, Anthony. Okay,
but anyway. I bet he is. With
shout out to his wife.
Go watch the video once again. Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. DJ Automatic Food News.
Well, this guy needs to take advantage of this offer right now because it's free sandwich month at Arby's. He better go get that helicopter pilot some Arby's.
What? They got free sammies?
Yeah, so you can get 4 free sandwiches in April. All you have to do is sign up for the Arby's Reward Account Program, which is on the Arby's app.
And I get free sandwiches.
Yeah, you get one a week. Now.
The greatest thing Arby's done since the hat.
And here, let me tell you something. No sandwiches off limits.
Yo!
So, and you just have to buy like a soda and you get something, or you buy a crispy fry, you get something.
You get a free Sammy. I love sandwiches, but I have to tell you something. We just moved into our new Casa house, and last week, because we didn't have any pots or pans, we ate sandwiches every week. I don't want one. Free or not, maybe next week we'll participate in that. All right, Anthony A., National Day.
What about an empanada? It's National Empanada Day, everybody.
That's like a little Mexican sandwich, but I like mine with pumpkin. Better than anything. Some people put meat in their empanadas.
Empanadas remind me of Latino Hot Pockets.
And
In
Jamaica, they call them patis. And they're so good, too.
Oh, nice.
So delicious.
We also have National Zoo Lovers Day. So shout out to everybody going to the zoo. I took myself on a solo zoo date earlier this year. And it was
Anthony.
The best things I've ever done.
Was that lonely?
No, it was beautiful. It was great. I got to walk around and see the exhibits I want to see. It was beautiful.
Dude, when I was on the road DJing, I would always go to the zoo or something like that by myself.
It's fun. It's a great time. Appreciate the time and energy to yourself. Okay. And shout out to all the zookeepers around the country.
Let's go.
And we'll wrap it up on National All Is Yours Day. And it's reminding you to reflect and appreciate life and what you have in your life and use it going forward.
Ooh, the guy on the cliff. Definitely celebrating today. But I think the bigger message is, instead of dwelling so much on what you want, think about how far you've come and enjoy this moment right now. Be grateful for it. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, have you ever seen someone who's struggling or they're in a situation and you offer them help and they're like, get out of the way. I was just talking to Automatic and Anthony about this.
Yes.
Because Otto, you and I, we're married, for those who don't know. You're like the king of wanting to help folks at the grocery store. And it's always elderly people because you feel bad. And they tell you off every time.
I feel like a lot of the ladies there, they're just angry that they're still alive.
Otto!
So I'm like, if you can't reach something on the top, I'll be like, oh, I'll grab that for you. And they'll be like, I can get that. Or the other day, I had my cart, and I was trying to put her cart away for her, too. And she was like, stop touching my cart!
Damn, dog. And that's wild, because you're like a non-threatening guy, too.
Totally not threatening.
Anybody who could
He's a white man.
A
I mean, nobody should be
of the grocery store. It's you, DJ Automatic, and I can't believe...
I'm just over here trying to be white guy niceness and getting shut down everywhere.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of white guy niceness, I tried to do that when I seen a couple run out of gas in front of my apartment complex.
Oh, and that's
and so,
the worst.
You know, for me to have to help you with your car troubles, it's going to take a lot. And I found it in my heart to help this guy push this car to wherever it needed to be pushed to.
Yeah.
And when I leaned in to ask them if they needed help, they refuse enthusiastically. And they're like, no, we're good. We're good. Stay away. And so I just walked away.
They want you to take the rap for the drugs in the car, too.
Like, what kind of illegal activities are going on that you don't go and want some help pushing your car?
I look back and this man was pushing his wife's car like half a mile.
You know what? I wish you, Automatic, or you, Anthony, had been there. One time I was traveling alone with our daughter, Ava-matic. I remember my Nana had gotten sick and I went to go see her. Had a baby by myself. And I had her diaper bag. I had my carry-on and the car seat and the baby.
Damn.
And I'm walking across the airport and not one person offered to help me.
And that is why you always tell me, you better help that woman.
You better get over there and help that lady. Gosh.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.